the best song of the year, 200 plus artists can't be wrong, and Private Equity can't sink this week's top viral hit. Welcome to the Unlimited Supply Podcast, your daily music business TLDR in your ear, powered by 50,000 hours in the trenches, and brought to you by Nodisk, helping music, technology, and finance companies navigate the music industry. It's a viral Wednesday, April 3rd, 2024. I'm Lars Murray, and before we dive into what's viral this week, usually I put the song of the day at the end of the cast, but today's special. I don't even want to wait to talk about the song of the week because it's so good. Our song of the day is basically the best thing I've heard all year. I mean, this year, I've had so many songs that I like. Amazing releases from Waxahachie, from John Squire and Noel Gallagher, Paw Paw Rod, La Luz. But this new song I've just heard for the first time this week is just really special. So without any further ado, our song of the week is... Cuckoo Yodel, Spotify's number one viral song of the week, which Spotify's virtual AI DJ used on Monday to rickroll unsuspecting Spotify users as an April Fool's joke. See what I did there? It caught the artists, the Swiss family band Wesches die Dritten, the third-generation Swiss yodeling group, by surprise just as much as it did Spotify's unsuspecting users. Apologies to the nation of Switzerland and also Germany and Austria for my pronunciation. As for whether this means that AI is destroying music, bear in mind that Wesches die Dritten are actual flesh and blood humans, and there should be a nice little payday for them there. Call it a tie. So, what else is contagious this week? On Billboard's TikTok Top 50, Alec Olsen's Someday I'll Get It, which is the current soundtrack for Lost Pets and Loved Ones, jumps to number one this week. There's almost no biographical information on Alec Olsen, but the song's been around since October, and it might be the most down-tempo, downbeat song ever to go viral. It makes Elliott Smith sound like the Village People. Old friend G-Eazy hits the top 10 with Lady Killers 2, which sparked a trend of TikTok videos featuring folks disappearing in different ways. It's completely inane, and yet brilliant in its simplicity. G himself came late to the trend, and his version rocketed up the algorithm. So, just to retest the theory that private equity is ruining music, I went on TikTok and entered Lady Killers 2 and a number of search terms like private equity, investment bankers, and vulture capital. And you know what? Nothing. Not even a single tech bro TikTok using Lady Killers 2. Private equity cannot fuck with G-Eazy's viral moment. Booyah! In viral news, 200 plus artists, including everyone from Billie Eilish to Billy Porter, from Amy Mann to Zayn Malik, signed a letter that you can find on Medium urging tech platforms to, quote, cease the use of artificial intelligence, AI, to infringe upon and devalue the rights of human artists. There's no word on whether Spotify's Cuckoo Yodel prank is among the alleged crimes, but if you can get Amy Mann and Greta Van Fleet on the same side of an issue, it may be a sign that your approach to AI may have a bit of a PR problem. I was going to say Kim Petras and Kid Rock, but of course Kid Rock is not on the letter. Don't expect the letter to change a lot on its own, but an artist's job is to speak out, so let the debate rage on from here. It's over at Music Business Worldwide. And finally, outside of the viral realm, Rob Levine has a piece on Billboard that follows up his answer to Mark Hogan's meme-worthy New York Times article, Private Equity is Destroying Our Music Ecosystem, with part two of his explanation of why that's not really true. Rob coins the phrase subprime copyright crisis, which is clever, though, as he notes, unlikely. Mark Hogan, I know I've given you a lot of grief over the past week or so let me atone with a sincere suggestion. You have uncovered an entire career's worth of stories that could start with the words, private equity is destroying. Just not music. But you can turn it around. You could basically finish that sentence with anything, into infinity, airlines, the environment, crypto, pets, sports, the media, ice cream. Your destiny is clear. I envy the clarity of your mission. May the road rise with you. Support for the Unlimited Supply Podcast is provided by RoiFi. If you need an advance to take your career to the next level, RoiFi has the best rates in the industry, the fairest terms, and no hidden agendas. RoiFi is mission-driven to give artists the independence they need. See if you're eligible for an advance at RoiFi, that's R-O-Y-F-I.com. If you want your song featured as Song of the Day, email a link and why it should be featured to Lars at NoDisc, that's NoDisc.com. Drop us a rating and a review on Spotify or Apple Podcasts if you like what you hear, and tell a friend or three. Visit UnlimitedSupplyPod.com for links to tell us what you think about the show, to feed us info, to feed us lunch, to challenge us on our dubious assertions, and to tell us what we're missing out on. I'm Lars Murray, and remember, in this business, no conflict means no interest. Until tomorrow, thanks for listening.